R2's warbling alert jerked Luke out of his doze. His eyes snapped open, just as a blur of muscle and claw launched itself through space onto Mara's back. He bounded to his feet, sleepiness abruptly gone. The Vornsker was standing over Mara, its front claws planted on her shoulders. Its head turned to the side as it prepared to sink its teeth into her neck. Mara herself lay unmoving, the back of her head toward Luke. Dead or merely stunned, it was impossible to tell. R2, clearly too far away to reach her in time, was nevertheless moving in that direction as fast as his wheels could manage, his small electric arc welder extended as if for battle. Taking a deep breath, Luke screamed. Not an ordinary scream, but a shivering, booming, inhuman howl that seemed to fill the entire clearing and reverberate from the distant hills. It was the blood-freezing call of a crate dragon. The same call Ben Kenobi had used to scare the sand people away from him all those years ago on Tatooine. The Vornsker wasn't scared away, but it was clearly startled, its prey temporarily forgotten. Shifting its weight partially off Mara's back, it turned crouching to stare toward the sound. For a long moment, Luke locked gazes with the creature, afraid to move lest he break the spell. If he could distract it long enough for R2 to get there with his welder. And then, still pinned to the ground, Mara twitched. Luke cupped his hands around his mouth and howled again. Again, the Vornsker shifted its weight in response. And with a sound that was half grunt and half combat yell, Mara twisted around onto her back beneath the predator, her hands snaking past the front claws to grip its throat. It was the only opening Luke was going to get. And with a Vornsker against an injured human, it wasn't going to last for long. Pushing off from the tree trunk behind him, Luke charged, aiming for the Vornsker's flank. He never got there. Even as he braced himself for the impact, the Vornsker's whip tail whistled out of nowhere to catch him solidly along the shoulder and face and send him sprawling sideways to the ground. He was on his feet again in an instant, dimly aware of the line of fire burning across his cheek and forehead. The Vornsker hissed as he came toward it again, slashing razor-sharp claws at him to ward him back. R2 reached the struggle and sent a spark into the predator's left front paw. Almost casually, the Vornsker swung at the welder, snapping it off and sending the pieces flying. Simultaneously, the tail whipped around, the impact lifting R2 up on one set of wheels. It swung again and again, each time coming closer to knocking the droid over. Luke gritted his teeth, mind searching furiously for a plan. Shadow boxing at the creature's head like this wasn't anything more than a delaying tactic. But the minute the distraction ceased, Mara was as good as dead. The Vornsker would either slash her arms with its claws or else simply overwhelm her grip by brute force. With the loss of his welder, R2 had no fighting capability left. And if the Vornsker kept at him with that whip tail, the tail... R2, Luke snapped. Next time that tail hits you, try to grab it. R2 beeped a shaky acknowledgement and extended his heavy grasping arm. Luke watched out of the corner of his eye, still trying to keep the Vornsker's head and front paws busy. The tail whipped around again, and with a warble of triumph, R2 caught it. A warble that quickly turned into a screech. Again, with almost casual strength, the Vornsker ripped its tail free, taking most of the grasping arm with it. But it had been pinned out of action for a pair of heartbeats. And that was all the time Luke needed. Diving around R2's bulk and under the trapped whiptail, he darted his hand to Mara's side and snatched back his lightsaber. The whiptail slashed toward him as he rolled back to his feet. But by the time it got there, Luke was out of range around R2's side again. Igniting the lightsaber, he reached the blazing blade past the flailing claws and brushed the Vornsker's nose. The predator screamed in anger or pain, shying back from this bizarre creature that had bit it. Luke tapped it again and again, trying to drive it away from Mara, where he could safely deliver a killing blow.